This article is brought to you by the best-selling books Eat Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Toxic traits versus difficult behaviour, how to tell the difference. One pattern damages relationships, the other just needs better communication. In short, toxic traits are stable, repeated patterns of harm. Difficult behaviour is situational and responsive to change. Toxic traits persist across contexts. Difficult behaviour is tied to specific circumstances or stress. Difficult behaviour can shift with awareness. Toxic traits require sustained personal work from the other person. Misreading one for the other costs you either a good relationship or your own psychological safety. Definition: toxic traits behaviour refers to the distinction between two categories of interpersonal harm, stable, recurring patterns that damage others regardless of context, and situational reactions driven by stress or unmet needs that can improve with honest communication and awareness. Why confusing toxic traits and difficult behavior costs you? I watched a manager lose one of her best team members because she labeled him toxic. He was difficult, no question. He pushed back hard in meetings, occasionally raised his voice under pressure, and had a habit of interrupting. But he also listened when spoken to directly, adjusted when given clear feedback, and genuinely cared about the work. She never gave him that direct conversation. She just decided he was toxic and began managing him out. Getting this wrong cuts both ways. Call difficult behavior toxic, and you close the door on a repairable relationship. Call toxic traits mere difficulty, and you leave yourself and your team exposed to genuine harm. The cost is real in both directions: lost trust, broken teams, and decisions made on the wrong evidence. Understanding toxic traits behavior and where it crosses into something more serious is not a luxury. It is a practical skill. By the end of this, you will know exactly when to use each one and what each one actually requires from you. If you find yourself dealing with passive-aggressive behavior that is quietly eroding your team, this distinction matters before you take a single step. What toxic traits really means in the context of difficult people. A toxic trait is a stable, repeating pattern of behavior that consistently causes harm to the people around it, regardless of the situation or the feedback the person receives. It is not a bad day. It is not stress showing up sideways. It is a way of operating that persists across different relationships, different circumstances, and different attempts at correction. You see it at work, you hear about it at home, and you notice it even when things are going well for the person. Consider a colleague who routinely takes credit for others' contributions. You raise it privately. She acknowledges it, seems contrite, and then does it again 3 months later with a different team member. You address it again. Same result. That is not a habit she has not noticed. That is a pattern rooted deeper than awareness alone can fix. Responding to genuine toxic traits requires clear boundaries, careful documentation, and the honest acceptance that you alone cannot change this person. Your job is to protect yourself and your team, not to fix them. What difficult behavior really means when working with hard people? Difficult behavior is situational. It shows up under pressure, during change, or when someone's needs are not being met, and it tends to ease when those conditions shift. It looks like snapping at colleagues during a stressful quarter, shutting down during feedback conversations, or becoming combative when their ideas are challenged. The behavior is real, and it causes real friction. But the person is not operating from a stable pattern of harm. They are reacting to something specific. Picture a team member who becomes defensive and dismissive every time the workload spikes. Outside of those periods, he is collaborative, reliable, and easy to work with. During crunch time, he pushes people away and resists offers of help. Address the pattern with him directly, and he hears it. He makes an effort. It is not perfect, but it changes. Difficult behavior requires honest communication, patience, and a willingness to address the conditions driving it. It asks something of you, but it also responds to what you give. The key differences between toxic traits and difficult behavior. Dimension: toxic traits, difficult behavior. Pattern consistent across contexts and relationships tied to specific situations or pressures. Awareness often resistant to feedback or insight response to direct, honest conversation. Intent may involve deliberate manipulation or disregard, usually reactive, not calculated. Impact over time escalates or persists despite intervention tends to reduce with support and communication. What it requires of you: boundaries, protection, formal steps, honest conversation, patience, clear expectations. Change potential requires sustained internal work from the person can shift with awareness and motivated effort. Trust over time erodes trust progressively, and often permanently trust can be rebuilt after the pattern is addressed. The most important distinction is consistency. Difficult behavior has an explanation. You can usually point to what triggered it. Toxic traits appear regardless of trigger, and they follow the person from one relationship to the next. The second dimension worth sitting with is awareness. Most people displaying difficult behavior do not fully see their own impact until someone names it clearly. Toxic traits often persist even after the person has been told, repeatedly, what the impact is. Intent matters too, but only as a clue, not a verdict. Difficult people rarely want to harm. They are managing something poorly. Some people displaying toxic traits are not consciously cruel either, but their effect on those around them is consistent and cumulative, and that matters more than their intention in the end. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling books they write every time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where toxic traits and difficult behavior genuinely overlap. Here is the truth of it. These two things are not always cleanly separate. In real situations, they touch each other in ways that make the distinction genuinely hard to call. Both cause harm. Whether someone is reacting badly to stress or operating from an entrenched harmful pattern, the people around them feel it. Dismissing someone's distress because you've decided the cause is just situational is its own mistake. Both can trigger the same emotions in you. When someone repeatedly criticizes your work, it does not feel different depending on whether it is a toxic trait or a stress response. It still lands hard. Your emotional reaction is not a reliable guide to which category you're dealing with. Both may require you to name the behavior directly. Even if someone's difficult behavior is entirely situational, you still need to address it using clear, specific language rather than hoping it resolves on its own. The overlap is real, but knowing the difference still matters. When to focus on toxic traits in your response. Use toxic traits as your working frame when the evidence points to a stable, persistent pattern rather than a reactive moment. The behavior repeats across different people and settings. If three separate colleagues have raised the same concern about the same person, you're likely looking at a pattern, not a coincidence. Previous direct conversations have not produced change. When someone has been told clearly about their impact and the behavior continues unchanged, that is meaningful data worth taking seriously. The harm feels deliberate or calculated. Persistent blame shifting, manipulation of information, or consistent undermining of others' credibility are not stress responses. They are methods. The behavior gets worse under scrutiny. Some people displaying toxic traits escalate when confronted rather than reflecting. If naming it increases the harm, take that seriously as a signal. Trust in the team has been structurally damaged. When you notice that team members are being isolated from the group by one person's repeated actions, you're dealing with something deeper than a bad week. If you use a difficult behavior response here, expecting conversation and goodwill to resolve it, you will expose yourself and others to continued harm while mistaking patience for progress. When to focus on difficult behavior in your response. Use difficult behavior as your working frame when the evidence points to circumstance, stress, or a specific unmet need driving the reaction. The behavior has a clear trigger. When someone becomes combative only during performance reviews, or only when a particular topic arises, the situational link is your clue that something specific is driving it. The person responds to direct feedback. If you name the impact, and they hear it, acknowledge it, and make an effort, even an imperfect one, you're working with someone whose behavior can shift. The behavior isn't consistent with how they normally operate. Someone who is usually collaborative, but becomes withdrawn and sharp during a difficult project is showing you stress, not character. Unmet needs are visible beneath the surface. When someone's criticism or defensiveness seems to carry a layer of frustration about something else entirely, exploring what unmet needs are driving the conflict will take you further than labeling the behavior. The relationship has a history of repair. If you have worked through friction before and rebuilt trust, that history matters. Apply the same frame before writing off the current episode. If you apply a toxic trait response here, treating a stressed colleague as a permanent threat, you close the door on a repairable relationship and damage the trust you already built. Common confusions about toxic traits behavior. Let me walk you through the three confusions I see most often. The confusion. Intensity gets mistaken for toxicity. Why it happens. Aggressive or emotionally charged behavior feels threatening, and our minds reach quickly for toxic as an explanation. The resolution. Ask yourself whether this person behaves this way with everyone, or only in certain conditions. High-intensity reactions that are contextually bound are difficult behavior, not toxic traits. The confusion. Repeated behavior is assumed to mean toxic traits, regardless of cause. Why it happens. If it keeps happening, it must be who they are. The thinking goes. The resolution. Repetition alone does not confirm a toxic trait. You also need to establish that the behavior persists after clear, direct feedback and across different conditions. Repetition plus resistance to change is the signal worth acting on. The confusion. Good intentions are used to rule out toxic traits. Why it happens. We find it hard to believe someone we like could have genuinely harmful patterns, so we accept their intent as evidence of their character. The resolution. Intent does not cancel impact. Toxic traits can belong to people who do not see themselves as harmful. Focus on the consistent pattern of effect on others, not on what the person meant by it. You can use I statements to keep the focus on impact without making it a character verdict. Once you see this clearly, you will not confuse them again. Practical recommendations for handling toxic traits and difficult behavior. Here is how to decide which one to focus on based on your situation. If you are unsure which you are dealing with, document what you observe for 2 to 4 weeks before deciding. Note the behavior, the context, whether it followed a stressful event, and how the person responded when you addressed it. Pattern checking before labeling protects you from both mistakes. If you're managing someone whose behavior is affecting the team, start with direct, specific feedback and observe the response. A difficult person will hear it and make some movement. If the pattern continues unchanged after 2 or 3 clear conversations, shift your frame towards toxic traits and involve your organization's formal processes. You might also find it useful to ask for feedback from others on the team to check whether your read of the situation aligns with theirs. If you are on the receiving end of behavior that is harming you, do not wait for certainty before protecting yourself. You can set a boundary without having decided definitively whether the person is toxic. The boundary is about your safety, not your verdict on their character. If the behavior spikes during high-pressure periods, look at what the amygdala hijack can do to otherwise capable people under stress. If the difficulty tracks with pressure and settles when pressure eases, you're almost certainly dealing with difficult behavior, not entrenched toxic traits. Knowing the difference is not a small thing. The moment you can name what you're actually dealing with, you stop responding to the wrong problem. Key takeaways. Here is what matters most from this comparison. Toxic traits are stable patterns that persist across contexts and relationships, while difficult behavior is tied to specific circumstances and responds to honest communication. Repetition alone does not confirm a toxic trait. You need repetition plus resistance to clear feedback before you apply that frame. Intensity and emotion are not reliable guides. Some of the most difficult behavior in the room comes from people who are simply overwhelmed, not harmful. Your emotional reaction to someone's behavior does not tell you which category you're in. Both can feel equally hard to be on the receiving end of. Start with the assumption of difficult behavior and move toward the toxic traits frame only when the evidence genuinely supports it. This protects relationships and keeps your judgment credible. Naming what you're dealing with accurately is the first act of strength in any hard interpersonal situation, and it shapes every response that follows. For more on navigating the specific language these situations require, read scripts for addressing team members who are undermining group synergy, and how unmet needs drive team conflict, and what to say to restore synergy. Getting the diagnosis right is only the first step. How you speak into it determines everything that follows in addressing toxic traits behavior. Frequently asked questions. What is the difference between toxic traits and difficult behavior? Toxic traits are consistent, deeply ingrained patterns that harm others regardless of circumstance. Difficult behavior is situational and reactive, usually tied to stress or unmet needs. The key difference is consistency and awareness. Difficult people can change when they understand the impact of their actions. How do you recognize toxic traits in someone? Toxic traits show up repeatedly across different situations and relationships. Look for patterns like chronic manipulation, persistent disrespect, or consistent blame shifting that continue even after you have addressed them directly. A single bad day does not make someone toxic. Can toxic traits behavior change over time? Difficult behavior changes relatively easily when the person gains awareness and motivation. Deeply ingrained toxic traits are far harder to shift because they are often tied to long-standing character patterns. Change is possible, but it requires sustained effort from the person themselves, not just better responses from you. What should you do when someone shows toxic traits at work? Name the pattern clearly and specifically, focusing on repeated behaviors and their impact. Set firm boundaries around what you will and will not accept. If the behavior continues after direct conversation, involve leadership or consider whether the relationship can continue in its current form. Is difficult behavior always a sign of toxic traits? No. Difficult behavior is often a temporary response to pressure, stress, or circumstances. Toxic traits are stable patterns that persist regardless of the situation. Mistaking one for the other costs you either a repairable relationship or your own well-being, depending on which way you get it wrong. How do toxic traits affect team dynamics? Toxic traits erode trust, suppress honest communication, and create an environment where people manage around one person rather than working together. Over time, the team stops taking risks and starts protecting themselves, which quietly dismantles collaboration even when no single incident feels dramatic enough to act on. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.